Simon, is that a game you had to go out and win twice?
Yeah, look, we tried to warn the players, supporters, how it was going to be tonight. That after the big game at the weekend and the atmosphere, which took a lot out of the players, tonight was going to be totally different. And we had to sort of make sure that we were patient in what we tried to do. If it wasn't going right, we had to make sure that we tried to put it right. In first half, there wasn't much in the game. They changed their shape to combat how we've played. Pretty much everybody cancelled each other out. We could have played better. We didn't pass the ball anywhere near as quick and as good as we can do. Got the goal and disappointed that we conceded straight after. But at half time, we have to make a decision to try and change it around, and that's what I did.
And it looks like a golden substitution 6 minutes in, and you've got what proved to be the winner.
Yeah, look, as I said, I just felt that we weren't utilising the three at the back, and we wanted to get probably three up top against their back three and causing problems and having a few bit more energy about us. And Callum's waited patiently for his opportunity, did ever so well. And Richie as well, great from Anders to start with the throw out. And we had legs about us the second half, played with a purpose. When we had to defend, we did. But ultimately, we've come out on top in a probably not the best of games, but who cares?
First half seemed to sort of meander. There wasn't really a tempo to it at all. Second half different.
No, and that's what I'm saying, that they changed their shape to combat us, and it was like cancelling each other out. We didn't play anywhere near as well as we can do. Too many balls were up to Gans and Richie around the necks rather than on the deck and playing quicker. When we did pass it in triangles and shorter passes, we got behind the sides of them and created a few decent opportunities. But second half, we were a lot better. We had a solid back four because they were a threat from set pieces. They've got some good players. They've got a lot of players that have played around Europe, and we did well to combat them at times. But we did look a threat and miss some good chances to kill the game off.
You must have been really disappointed to concede so soon after getting that goal.
Yeah, it was. It was disappointing. And more times than not, the players have managed situations straight after we've scored in games. So it's one of them things happened. Took Bailey off at half-time. That was nothing to do with the mistake that he made. I think he's been very good for us over the last month or 6 weeks. But we needed to change it tactically to do what was best for the team. And that's full credit. He was delighted in the dressing room that we'd won the game, and that's what it's all about, the team. And to have won four league games on the trot at this level is very satisfying, obviously.
Yeah, this division is so competitive. Any team that wins four on the bounce is a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, well, I've just said to the players, complimented them on that, and it'd be interesting to see how many teams have actually won four on the trot in this division all season. So, well, I'm sure there'll be a few other teams that have done it, but for us to have done it shows a lot about the players, that we've not played well tonight, but we've still got a result, and full credit to them. We challenged them at the weekend to try and get a positive result Saturday, and tonight ready for see where we can be come Saturday. And six out of six so far has been good. Prepare now, ready for another tough game.
And for the sixth successive home game, you finished against 10.
Yeah, and it could have been 9, to be fair. Joe Garner got sent off early in the season for something far less than that. I don't want players sending off. And I thought the referee did okay again tonight. The lads kicked out on Joe in the box, and so the referee seen it straight away. On another day, the other lad could have got sent off. But we tried to take advantage of it. But if other oppositions want to do stupid things, then that's up to them.
You spoke on Saturday about three games in a week. Let's see where we are at the end of it. 6 from 6. Is Saturday a bit of a freebie now in terms of pressure?
Well, it's the pressure that we put on the players, and they put on themselves as well. Regardless of results, they're putting pressure on themselves to stay in the team for the game the following week. So, we've got a good week so far. Let's round it off with a real, real positive week. So we'll not go to Cardiff, where it's a difficult place to go to and get results, but players are full of confidence, and we're looking forward to a game again.